Please come to sitting position if you're still lying down. And observe how you feel physically, how you feel vitally, and how you feel mentally, emotionally. Gently you may rub your palms against each other. Place the palms on the eyes. Drop the hands down. And open your eyes. So in the last session, when we had a discussion on the mechanics of stress, I was explaining to you how stress percolates from a mental dimension where you perceive it, and from there how it gets pushed inside into the subconscious, then into the unconscious, and from the unconscious how it gets further pushed into the physical body, and how it becomes an imbalance in the body's harmony, and how little by little over a period of several months or several years gets converted into a disease. And I had promised that we will discuss about how this can be reversed. And what yoga does is it provides us the opportunity to do what is known as the mechanics of relaxation. However, whatever practices we do, these practices are only like a first aid. Na karmana na prajaya na dhanena tyagai naikeva amrtattvam manasuhu is the Upanishadic proclamation. Na karmana. You cannot discover a stress-free nature, an inner freedom, by just doing practices. But at this point of time, these practices are really helpful. That is why we have mentioned to you sometime in the past about the three stages of yoga. The yoga that we do, the yoga in which we just know there is no doing. It is famously known as Jnana Yoga. Or it is famously known as Bhakti Yoga. Many people think that Bhakti Yoga means you have to have flowers, you have to have a murti, you have to, target the murti and keep on hitting the murti with the flower. And they feel very happy when the flower goes and stands on the head or on the ear. They feel, Samike na kadala pusutite. So they become very excited about that ritual. Of course, anything that you do is yoga, but it is a preliminary form of yoga. The real bhakti is a yoga of knowing that the Lord, that the universal reality is the only benefactor who continuously provides everything that is necessary for us. My mother used to cry singing a song which she performed in a school annual day program when she was in her 8th or 9th. Suryan varuvadi avarale, Chandiran therivadi avarale, Vanil minnum minmini pol, Natchathirangal avai enna. It's a beautiful song. It's a cinema song actually. If you listen to it, it questions about what is the relationship that God has with us. And the aspect of the yoga of knowing, in bhakti yoga, you discover your relationship with God. Sri Swamiji says, if you have any relationship with anything, only then you will be able to experience that intimacy. We normally create relationships with everyone, with everything. Don't we? And when the relationship is not there, then we don't know how to handle that person. If you are in a situation where there is no relationship for you, you don't know how to behave in that situation. Am I right? So it becomes extremely difficult when there is no relationship with God too. You can be a servant of God. You can be a boss of God. You can be a friend of God. You can be a slave of God. You can even be an enemy of God. What is required is you should have Ishvara Smarana. And the most fortunate people were those who were enemies of God. Because even for one moment they were not able to forget their enemy. When the relationship was pleasant, they thought of God when they bought a car. They thought of God when they bought a dress. They thought of God when they cooked food, which was very tasty. All pleasant things when they happened, only when those things happened, they were able to think of God. But when God became their enemy, there was nothing in their mind other than that God. Who is my enemy? And I want to see that bloody fellow and I want to destroy him. You read the stories of all the Rakshasas, you will find that they are swearing against him, all the bad words. And fortunate, a very interesting thing, we praise the Lord, we praise the Lord, and we praise the Lord, and we praise the Lord, we do puja, we do everything, we do charanagati. Then he gives only darshan. But you go on giving galis to him. Day in, day out, every day keep shouting, he is a fool, he is a fool, he is a fool, he is a fool. I swear against this fellow, I want to destroy him. He personally catches hold of your head. Either he puts his hand on your head. I am not saying all of you become Ishvara Dveshi, I'm saying there has to be some relationship. So the yoga of knowing in bhakti yoga, initially you do it as a puja. You know, there is one murti outside you and you put chandanam on it. Then you put kumkumam on it. You forgot to put something, then you feel very worried. Ayoyo, I did wrong puja. God will become angry. And at the end we say, the mantra is there. Mantrahinam, kriyahinam, bhaktihinam, hutasana. So we say to the Lord, hello, you have given me less buddhi, so I will do mistakes. Hello, do you understand? We are reminding to the Lord, you created me like this, so I will do mistakes. You forgive all my mistakes and accept what is good. After all, that's what is the advice you are giving to me. You follow your advice first. See the good in your bhaktas. So you do a puja. You think that there is a God. You think you have, if you want to see God, you have to go to Tirumala. And in Tirumala, they don't allow to see. You take, so many hours, you wait in that anaconda queue. And finally, you enter the temple. From the time you enter the temple, somebody is telling you, go away, don't stand, go away, don't stand. And if you enter the sanctum, what do? They literally manhandle you, woman handle you. If you are a man, they will woman handle you. If you are a woman, they will manhandle you. They will throw you out of the sanctorum as quickly as possible. Correct, no? And what do you feel? You want to come and see again. You will never feel satisfied. Then you feel very disturbed. What is this, Vengada Dalpathi? I take so much effort. I go, he gives me only laddu. I'm not even able to see him properly. So somebody tells you just to do one Kalyanotsavam. Do this utsavam, do that utsavam, go with that jeer. They give you ideas and you want to stand there. If you are given a chance to stand there, you won't know what to do. Once I remember, along with my father's friend V.G. Santosham, we went to Tirumala for darshan. There are some people who believe that Venkateshwara, Lord Venkatesh Perumal, is Murga. There is a controversy, that is very old controversy. I am not getting into that. But what I am saying is, the reason why I am saying this is, this Viji Santosham, he brought a very big golden spear, veil. And it was given to the pujari. And the pujari kept it on the murti where the hand is like this. You know, the left hand is like this, like holding the veil. They have put a lotus there. But there are people who believe that originally there was a veil there. I don't know anything about it. I am just telling this to you. So don't come back to me and ask me about archaeological truths about that temple. Okay. So I went and I was sitting there. I was probably in my 10th or 9th. They took us inside the sanctorum. Garbhagrat kitta kutin bitanga. Inimel vandu pujari kaal vekar edam. Avladam baki. And they made us sit there. We are sitting there. They are doing puja. They are going on doing puja. The people who were around me, they didn't know what to do. After some time, they started doing all the other things other than enjoying the form. So the point I'm making is, there is a preliminary stage of yoga in which you do things and you get some benefit. But that is a very limited space. The knowing aspect of yoga goes deeper. The Lord is not sitting in Kailasha. The Lord is not sitting in Anantapadmanabhapuram, in Thiruvananthapuram. The Lord is not somewhere else. Sarvantaryami, Andhara Rama, Bahar Rama, Jahan Bhi Deke Rama Hi Rama. Wherever you see, whatever you see, whether you see or you don't see, the very eye of the eye is the Rama. The very smell capacity of the nose is the Rama. The very ear of the ear is the Rama. Like this we hear when bhaktas sing, and we don't know what to do. Maximum we can do is we can dig into the ear. We have to discover the relationship we have with the Lord. This is what Sri Swami Satyananda says. But what happens is, instead of creating that relationship with the Lord, we try to create a relationship with the dog, with the monkey, with snake. You know, there are people who keep snakes in their pocket. I had a friend who used to keep a squirrel in his pocket and come to school. Entire math class, we will be playing with the squirrel on the table. Math teacher will be teaching something. It will run from this end to that end. We will have a game. We will keep one nut on that side and we will be catching it here. When the nut is ready, we release the hand, it will run on the table, go and sit, and it will be eating the nut. We will listen till it eats the nut. Once it is over, next nut, this side we will keep, it will run from this side to this side. Akhilandeshwari is very happy that her son is not as bad as me. So we create relationship with animals. There are people who create relationship with bhutas also, pishasi. There are people who keep karna pishasini sitting on their shoulder. I am not an expert on pishasi, bhutam and all, so don't come with doubts about that to me. I am just giving you this reference to emphasize the point to with what all we develop relationship. That is my only concern. So don't come and discuss about Venkatesa Perumal, don't come and discuss about Karna Pishasini and all with me. Sir, apona idu irka sir. Because there are some people who leave every important thing that we are discussing and they send one message. Sir, the Karna Pishasini vella color la irukuma karuppu color la irukuma sir? Neenga paathirukkeengla? Enga veettukku onnu kootinu varum mudiyuma? So please don't get into that kind of a discussion with me. So people develop relationship even with a kollivai pisasu. People develop relationship with everything around them, don't we? The problem is, why do we want these relationships? What is it that we are seeking out of these relationships? We are seeking security, we are seeking pleasure. We want to feel secure. And we feel that we will become secure if we have a wife or a boyfriend or a dog. Or, as I told you in my friend's case, a squirrel. We develop relationship with people, with situations and with things, with objects. And what is it that we seek out of them?
Pleasure, security.
We seek a sense of security. We feel that if this situation is there, I will feel secure. Or we are seeking a sense of fullness. We want to feel complete. We want to feel complete. We feel kind of somewhere we feel inadequate. Edho kore irukra mariye irukku namakku. We feel something is missing. We know it. That is why we buy cars. That is why we buy saris. That is why we buy mobile phones. See, all plural I am saying. We keep on buying. We keep on accumulating. We accumulate stuff. I remember when I was, today I don't know why all vrittis are coming up. When I was in the ashram, doing my yogic studies course, 4-month course, they used to give one big room in which 3 people have to stay. Bathroom is common. three people living in one room. There are some 20-30 rooms in each floor. So in the room that I was allotted, two Bengali boys were there. One was an eater, another was a sleeper. One of them will always sleep. All the time he'll be sleeping. He completed the course also. Today he is a well-known yoga teacher all over the world. All the time he'll be lazy. When everybody will be busy doing seva, he'll be sleeping in the room. The Swami in charge of that particular seva has to go to the room and wake him up. Hello, you have seva, come now. The other person was a eater. He will not miss any seva. But before seva, during seva, after seva, before class, during class, after class, before satsang, during satsang, after satsang, he will go on eating. I was wondering how this person is able to keep so much food. Where is he keeping all his food? Every day, all the time he is eating. And in the room, there will be usually one cupboard which all of us have to share. He is somehow convinced that, you know, he has got some very dangerous medicine and they have to be kept under lock and key and all. And we agreed. The other boy, the sleeper, and me, we agreed. One day by mistake, he had not latched the door and we entered the room and the cupboard was open. We suddenly felt that we have entered into a snacks shop. The cupboard is full of snacks. There are seven layers, like the seven chakras. Salt item, sweet item, nuts item, fried item, roasted item, full of seven floors. He never comes for breakfast. He never comes for dinner. Ashram food he takes only lunchtime. Morning, evening, all the time he'll be alone somewhere eating. See the dependence we develop. People want to sleep. People want to eat. And through sleep they want to feel better. Through food, they want to feel better. Or there are some people, in the middle of the night, they will be talking to someone. The whole house will be sleeping. And this person will be texting, dang, 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 dang. Eyes popping out of the skull. There are, somebody is turning and looking at somebody else. I found out what is happening. Public forum, I won't tell what happened, but I know what is happening. So there are some people who depend on friends. Now, I remember when I was in my youth, I was very interested. Again, I'm very sorry or I'm very happy today, full of vrittis flowing out. Whatever I'm discussing from my experiences. So, every day we used to, some of my friends, we used to meet in the evening around 6 o'clock and we'll start discussing about some spiritual aspect, some shastra. Before that, what was there, I don't want to discuss. Before that also, time frame was similar but activity was different. At this point of time when I was very keen and interested in spirituality, we used to meet at 7 in the evening, 6 in the evening, and we will finish our discussion at 7 in the morning. We will start at 7 p.m. and we will go on discussing spirituality or whatever it is, about sadhana, about yoga, about temple culture, something or the other. We will start at 7 p.m., 6 p.m. Somebody will feed us in their house or our house. We won't know that it is also our role to do some work in the house. We just ate and went on talking. We got married. And Vidya Shakti ji was at home. I don't know, out of habit, I didn't remember that I got married. I went on talking in the same way, and I went on getting beatings back at home. I will come at 2 in the night, suddenly I'll remember, oh God, I got married. I have a person waiting for me. So I will tell my friend about this Brahma Vichara we will do tomorrow. At 2 o'clock, when I reach home in the middle of the night, one Bhadrakali will be waiting for me. Vidya Shaktiji used to literally pounce on me, and she will ask, do you know that you got married? So for some people, friends become important. For some people, gossiping, at least there was discussing philosophy. There are some people who will discuss useless matters. They just want to seek something out of that relationship. What is it that all these people are trying to get from outside? We all want to feel better, don't we? We all want to feel happier. We all want to feel secure. We all want to improve our life. And for that, what we do is we depend on something that is as limited as ourselves or more limited than us. That's the funny part. We want to feel full and complete, and we try to do it through a friend, and the friend has got probably 110 limitations and you got only 10 limitations. Now because you became a friend with that person, it has become 120 limitations. You feel more inadequate. You feel more disturbed because the search is in the wrong direction. You are trying to get a feeling of pleasure from an individual who is limited. That person is not having the capacity to provide you that satisfaction forever. Do you understand what I'm saying? So instead of developing a relationship with that which is full and complete, which we use, we don't develop relationship, but we use it nicely. Whenever we have exam, we do Navagraha Pratakshanam. And around all the Navagrahas, we write our name. Jay Gopal, 6th standard. Every pass point in the Terlaba. Sani Sura, Nidanka Patna. We use God. For what? For completing something that is so petty. Whatever appears very big problem for you now will appear as very petty later on in your life. Whatever appears as a very big, very petty problem today may appear as a very big problem later in life. They keep changing position. Our inadequacy is inherent. Our inner bankruptcy is inherent. But that is not our nature. See, we have a body which has an expiry date. Very interesting. We have a knowledge system which has an expiry date. What you learn in your school, do you remember all of that now? Pythagoras theorem. Algebra, calculus, organic chemistry. அப்படி கொஞ்சம் கொஞ்சமாக எல்லாரோட முகமும் மலர்ந்துட்டே வருது. ஒன்று ஒன்றும் நான் சொல்ல சொல்ல. பிஸ்னஸ் ஸ்டடீஸ், அக்கௌண்டன்சி, ஏன்னா இங்கே சில பேர் அந்த சைடும் இருக்காங்க, அதுக்காக அந்த பல்ப்லாம் எரியட்டுமேன்னு அதான் சொல்லுவேன். ஸோ டூ யூ ரிமெம்பர் எனி திங் அட் ஆல் ஃப்ரம் வாட் யூ ஸ்டடிட் இன் யுவர் ஸ்கூல்? டூ யூ யூஸ் இட் ஆன் அ டெய்லி பேசிஸ் எக்ஸப்ட் ஃபார் பேசிக் மேத்தமெட்டிக்ஸ்? ஒரு அழாக்கு அரிசி போட்டால் மூணு டம்ளர் தண்ணி விடணும். மூணு அழாக்கு அரிசி போட்டிருக்கேன், எத்தனை டம்ளர் தண்ணி விடணும்? சிம்பிள் மல்டிப்ளிகேஷன், டிவிஷன், தீஸ் திங்ஸ் வி ஆர் யூசிங் ஆன் அ டெய்லி பேசிஸ். இஃப் ஐ த்ரோ திஸ் டவல் இன் அன் ஆங்கிள் ஆஃப் 40 டிகிரிஸ் அட் அ ஸ்பீட் ஆஃப் 1 மில்லிமீட்டர் பர் அவர், when will this towel reach my husband who is standing and waiting? He has to wipe himself. Do you do any calculation? அது அப்படிதான் நின்றுனே இருக்கும், போடலாம். I am not telling you my experience. Let me clarify. See, because I have been referring to all my vrittis, this is not from my own vritti. This is just
happening every day.
So we don't use whatever knowledge we gain, we don't use them at all. They become useless, they become redundant. There is no reference of that knowledge and the knowledge is just wasted. Do you see the point I'm making? We depend on things that are limited, which are having issues in themselves. Intrinsically, they are flawed. And we are depending on them, and from them we are expecting to have everlasting security and sustained continuous pleasure. You apply for yourself and see what are the things from where you are expecting these things. See, I am making this discussion for you to think about how you create stress for yourself. I was discussing 2 weeks back that we experience stress in our mind. But how do you actually create that stress in your mind? You create that stress in your mind by falsely, wrongly imposing, investing expectations of security and pleasure from people, from situation and things. You will have to apply your mind upon this. This is the foundation upon which you can build your sadhana. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are expecting what? Fulfillment, pleasure and security from where? From people. Don't you expect it from people? And what is your experience? ?90% disappointment, 10%. It's I always give this example in a page of content. You have punctuations, right? Punctuations are like the pleasure that comes now and then. The story is full of sadness and melancholy. You know, even in a very serious cinema, there will be one parallel comedy track. All the pleasures of your life are that comedy track. Now and then you will have a little bit pleasure so that you can again face your life. But because we expect from people, because we expect from situations, and because we expect from objects. Why do we expect from people, situation, object? Give me an answer for this. Why do you know now that all of them are limited? People are limited, situations have limitations, all objects are limited, all things are limited. But you always seek your security and pleasure from these only. Why? You have to think about this. You should not consider that, okay, this man is talking, I will keep listening. I will keep parallelly desiring for all the pleasures I am going to have today. I will keep worrying about the problems I am having today. Let him keep talking. Anywhere recording is there, I can again listen. What happens is, our experience is that whenever we had a contact with an object, we had pleasure. When we had a nice creamy ice cream, how did we feel? Oh wow, so nice, melting in the throat. Or you have a nice roasted chicken, full of masala, and you bite it. It creates the tingling sensation in your tongue. How do you feel then? You felt happy, didn't you? When you listen to some good music, how did you feel? Oh wow, so awesome. So every time in your experience, whenever you contacted some object, when it gave pleasure, the mind assumed that pleasure comes from objects. Because from outside, pleasure is coming. Therefore, this should be the cause of my pleasure. So we thought people are the cause of the pleasure. Therefore, we thought situations, you know, when lot of people are there and everybody is laughing, when so much fun is happening, how do we feel? We don't know why, we are also laughing. You enter into a room and five people are laughing, what you will do? You will also laugh. Then you will ask what? Then they will say, we were laughing about you. So, we have always connected with the outside and we got pleasure from it. And what do we want to do now?
Repeat.
We want to repeat it. And 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 repeat it. There is no end to this. When will this end? Only after expiry date comes. As long as the body is there, as long as prana is there, as long as manas is there, it will keep on reminding you. You know, if you lick that, you will feel happy. If you touch that, you will feel happy. If you smell it, you will feel happy. You will feel better. If you see this, you will feel good. You want to see a mountain, you want to see an ocean. Everybody is sitting inside the house and seeing screens now. What do everybody want to do now? Abey tarandu ta podum sir, engayadu ponum pole irukku. Everybody is in that condition. Why is it so? Because we habituated ourselves to going outside, connecting with something outside, feeling the pleasure coming from outside. And whatever gave us pleasure from outside, what did we do? we started depending upon them. If scratching will give you pleasure, you will buy ivory scratcher, you will buy golden scratcher. There are a lot of people who buy scratchers and hang it in their wall. Whenever they feel like itchy, you know, they will take, you give me that peacock scratcher, and they will, so on. Do like that. There are some people who will keep earbuds and they will go on. No, only when we listen to music, we will be in that mode. For them, earbud will give them that pleasure. They'll do like that. Whenever I scratch my dogs, they do like that. For some time, they will do like that. Same thing people do with the earbud. We start thinking that pleasure is coming from the object, pleasure is coming from the person, pleasure is coming from the situation, and then what we do? We wanted to repeat it. It became a point of our dependence. So whatever you started depending upon, you start having fear of loss of that. என் வீட்டுக்காருக்கு ஏதாவது ஆயிடுமோ அப்படின்னு ஒரு பயம் இருக்கு. என் ஒய்ஃப்க்கு ஏதாவது ஆயிடுமோ அப்படின்னு ஒரு பயம் இருக்கு. என் குழந்தைங்களுக்கு ஏதாவது ஆயிடுமோ எப்பவுமே பயம் இருந்தா இருந்துகிட்டே இருக்கா இல்லையா? Aren't we always afraid that a child who has gone out should come back, should do well? We are worried about an unknown failure, an unknown suffering, because we don't want that person or that situation or that object to be lost at all. We have a fear of, no, it is a imaginary fear of loss is more painful than the actual loss. I'm saying this because my father died, I experienced the death. My grandfather died, I experienced the death. But if I superimpose it and say, if Anandi dies, what will happen to me? If Srinidhi dies, what will happen to me? If Uma dies, what will happen to me? That fear, the imaginary fear of the close people from whom I draw pleasure, is more painful than the actual event. And what the mind does is it keep on bringing up these thoughts that you are going to lose someone whom you are drawing pleasure from. You are going to lose a business from where you are getting security. That imaginary fear can be brought about in your mind, and it can disturb you and create stress in your mind because you had come to the conclusion that that is the source of my security, that is the source of my pleasure. I depend on it, I want it, I need it, I will not miss it, nothing should happen to it, nobody should stop me from enjoying this. So, from experiencing pleasure, from believing that pleasure comes from those objects, people and situations, becoming dependent on those people, dependent on those objects and dependent on those situations, fear of loss of those people, situations and things, you know what happens? You imagine that somebody is trying to stop me from having the pleasure of this company. Let's say your mother tells you, your father tells you that you can't use your phone like this. Or your husband tells you that you can't buy a dress like this. Or you tell your child that you can't eat, go on eating, this is gluttony. We have to stop eating like this. What is the expression? Anger. When you are being prevented from approaching the object or the situation or the person from whom you get your pleasure, whoever is doing that, upon them you become frustrated, angry. See how you're caught up into depending on something that is limited. Actually, it's not capable of giving you the desired outcome, but you are dependent on it. Not only you are dependent on it, you don't want to lose it at all. There is an imaginary fear of loss of what you don't know, whether it will definitely give you pleasure or not give you pleasure, security or not give you security. Still you are dependent, and there is an imaginary fear that you are going to lose it also. This creates a lot of stress in the mind. On the other hand, சில பேருக்கு தூக்கம் வருது நான் பேச பேச இல்லை பரவாயில்ல தூங்கும் ஏன்னா புத்தி யூஸ் பண்ணாமல் நேராக உள்ளே போயிடும் இல்லை மனசுக்குள்ள இது ஒரு சிட்டிங் யோகனிதரா நான் நினச்சிக்கிறேன் ஸோ த அதர் எக்ஸ்ட்ரீம் ஆஃப் திஸ் இஸ் தேர் ஆர் பீப்புள் சிச்சுவேஷன்ஸ் அண்ட் திங்ஸ் whenever you got in touch with them, it created pain for you. There are some people, just thinking of them is enough. You will feel like you are being scratched with a brush of thorns. ஒரு முள்ளு சீப்பு வச்சு உடம்பு ஃபுல்லாக சொரிஞ்சு ரத்தம் பீறிட்டுன்னு வந்தால் அப்படி இருக்கும் யாரை பற்றியாவது நினச்சா. Even the thought of that individual makes you feel yucky, uneasy, disturbed. There are some people, some situations and some things, when you got in touch with them, they gave you pain. And what do you want to do? You are searching for pleasure, you are searching for security. On the contrary, this person, this situation and this thing is not giving you pleasure, is not giving you security. On the contrary, it is giving you pain and it is giving you insecurity. So what do you want to do? You want to avoid. You don't want to have any contact with that person. And what will happen? The moment you decide that you don't want to have contact with that person will come through all the possible ways into your life. And there is a dependence of absence of that person for feeling calm. And aal illena da naan nimmadiya irukka mudiyum. And whoever, whatever makes that person, that situation, that object to come into your life, that person also you hate. That situation also you hate. We live in a world where we depend and we want to avoid. And all those things that we depend, we become attached to them. All those things that we want to avoid, we start hating them. You live in a world, in your own life, between these two poles. Likes, dislikes. I want to increase this. I want to avoid this. And I have a fear that this will increase. And I have a fear that this will get reduced. And therefore I am in continuous pain. I will have everything, but I will feel inadequate. I will enjoy everything, but I will still feel unhappy. All situations around me will be good. I will enjoy the best company, but I will feel bad that if I lose the company, what will happen to me? And this stress, which is created because of your own faulty thinking process, that's what gets pushed into the, because it is not resolvable. So I would like you to do some homework. What are the, you know, objects or situations, and who are the people whom you want to avoid? What do you think will give you peace? Avoidance of which object, of which situation, or which person do you think will give you peace? Whom do you want to get away from? Do you have a list of such people, such situations, such things? Have you become so polarized that in the presence of those people, those situations and those objects, you will feel uncomfortable? Please make a list of such objects, such situations, such people. And another list of all those people, situations and those things which you need to be happy. It can be something as small as a finger chips. It can be as small as an avaka urga. There are some people here in this group also who need avaka urga even for chakra pongal. I used to have a friend who worked for a pharmaceutical company. He used to say, Andhra pona வாழைப்பழம் வாங்கினா கூட கூட ரெண்டு பச்சை மிளகாய் கொடுத்துருவோம் சார். ஏன்னா அவங்களுக்கு பச்சை மிளகாய் இல்லாமல் எதுவுமே சாப்பிட தெரியாது அப்படின்னு அவர் சொல்லுவார். அப்படி வை தே யூஸ் சோ மச் ஆஃப் சில்லி வி ஆக்சுவலி டோன்ட் நோ தியா, பட் யூ கேன் சீ த ரிசல்ட் ஆஃப் தட் இன் ஆல் தேர் மூவிஸ். ஆல் த மூவிஸ் வில் ஸ்டார்ட் வித் த வேர்ட் ஏய் அண்ட் எண்ட் வித் த வேர்ட் ஏய். ஆல்வேஸ் in a tantrum. There are a lot of very calm, relaxed Telugu people whom also we know. Generally,
particular in
in this group also, we have some people who require a pickle along with a sweet rice. So much they depend on, that person is not showing the face. Put the camera off. It's okay. Still I can see all the 34 teeth. So we become so dependent on things. Presence of things and absence of things. Presence of people, absence of people. Presence of situations and absence. We become so dependent. In their presence and in their absence, they can cause havocs in our life. Are you a puppet whose strings are your likes and dislikes? Or are you a master? This is what sadhana is about. Changing from a puppet to a puppeteer. You have to become the puppeteer. There is a man called Wayne Dyer. He wrote a book, Pulling Your Own Strings. He says, you become your puppeteer. So with these words, I would like to complete today's discussion. And I am giving you this homework. This is a lifelong homework, but you start it now. People, situation and things. What have I been expecting from these? Who are the people? What are the things? What are the situations I have been dependent for my pleasure? What are my likes? Who are the people I like? Who are the people I dislike? What are the objects I like? What are the objects I dislike? What are the situations I like? What are the situations I dislike? I hope it will help you to understand yourself. So from a doing yoga model, we are going to a knowing yoga model, where we start to know about ourselves. So this much I had to say for today. If anybody has a question,